This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
الله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كلام الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. Brothers and sisters in Islam, you're probably aware that we're having an event tomorrow at 11 o'clock. We're trying to make our neighbors feel comfortable about our presence here. And we're having that Meet Your Muslim Neighbor event, the first event we're initiating, Gain Peace. And I prepared something throughout the week relating to this event. And I came across that story of Sulaiman alayhi salatu wassalam in Surah An-Naml, when he was passing by the valley of the ants. Prophet Sulaiman alayhi salatu wassalam, the son of Dawood, the son of David. So he heard that ant saying to the rest of the ants, "Go down to your holes, to your homes, because Sulaiman may step on you unknowingly." Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made Prophet Sulaiman alayhi salatu wassalam hear the ant and understand what the ant said. Imagine being able to comprehend of the animals, of the birds. Immediately he made this dua. قَالَ رَبِّ أَوْزِعْنِي أَنْ أَشْكُرَ نِعْمَتَكَ. O Allah, enable me to be grateful to you for that bounty you bestowed upon me and upon my family. أَشْكُرَ نِعْمَتَكَ الَّتِي أَنْعَمْتَ عَلَيَّ وَعَلَى وَالِدَيْ. Here is what I'm looking for. وَأَنْ أَعْمَلَ صَالِحًا تَرْضَاهُ. Ya Rabb, guide me. I just don't want to say Alhamdulillah. I just want to say thank you. No. اعملوا, because in Saba, Allah said to them what? اعملوا آل داود شكرا. Show your gratitude to God, to Allah. And I'm using these terms because we have non-Muslims here. In action. He said, I want to show that I'm grateful to you for that bounty, that favor that you bestowed upon me. In action. Guess what happened immediately after this? the story with the bird, with the hudhud. He went to check on his army. وَتَفَقَّدَ الطَّيْرِ. He didn't see the hudhud. The hudhud is a bird. Why the hudhud is not here? The hudhud, Sulaiman alayhi salam, was in Jerusalem, in Palestine. The hudhud flown all the way to Yemen. And he saw that the people in Yemen are worshipping the sun. He came back reporting to him, I cannot tolerate this. Do something about it. The message that I was trying to convey to my brothers and my sisters in order to motivate them to bring their Muslim neighbors tomorrow to that event, to their Muslim co-worker, to their Muslim colleagues, to learn about us tomorrow. That imagine when Prophet Sulaiman asked for an act, Allah guided him to bring the nation of Saba, the people of Yemen, into Islam. That's the act. And I was going to go over the story, but I come today unprepared, with a very heavy heart. You know, it's sad. What's happening to the Muslims? It's very sad. And when a Muslim does this, the whole religion is accused. All of us are guilty. But he is called a white supremacist. He's called a gangster. Other names. But our faith is tested by the behavior of one individual, which we do not condone. We do not condone. Brothers and sisters in Islam, let me begin my khutbah today just to show you the gravity. If this is a proper English, the magnitude here, of taking the life of another person, regardless whether he's a Muslim or not. In the Day of Judgment is 50,000 years long. Imagine, we live here in this world 67 years. أَعْمَارُ أُمَّتِي بَيْنَ السِّتِينَ وَالسَّبْعِينَ وَقَلُّوا مِنُّ مَنْ يُجَاوُزُ بِذَلِكَ. Imagine one day, 50,000 years long. So the people are standing. They don't even know what's happening. They are sweating. The sun is only a mile away from them. Some of them even don't understand, what are we doing here? What's going on? They will remember that they used to have people who would come to them in this world called messengers, who would talk to them about this day. So they were going to hold a Shura council. Oh, remember Moses, he used to talk to us about the Day of Judgment, that this world was not the end of it. Noah, he spoke about the Day of Judgment. Adam, let's go to these messengers and prophets and ask them to do something about our standing. Imagine in some of the wording, the standing in the Day of Judgment will be half of that day, meaning standing for 25,000 years. In some wording, there are 300. Some of the scholars said, and based on your sin, how you're going to feel it. Where then, subhanAllah, the Day of Judgment has multiple names, 50 names, almost. What is the name which stand out of these names? يوم القيامة. القيامة من القيامة. ألا يظن أولئك أنهم مبعوثون ليوم عظيم يوم يقوم الناس لرب العالمين. The day on which mankind will stand in front of God, in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Father, go to Adam. Adam, help us out. I can't. And he will remember the tree. I ate from the tree. I can't help you. Go to Noah. I can't. Noah, I can't. I made a dua I shouldn't have. I already used my dua. I don't want to go into the... I want to get to Musa here. Ibrahim, I can't. Go to Musa. You see, each messenger will find an excuse not to go and intercede for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to come in a way that suits His Majesty in order to start judgment. That's all what they want. They want these messengers to intercede for Allah to come in a way that suits His Majesty. وَنَحْنُ نُثْبِتْ مَجِيءُ الرَّبِّ هَلْ يَنْظُرُونَ إِلَّا أَنْ يَأْتِيَهُمُ اللَّهُ فِي ظُلَلٍ مِنَ الْغَمَامِ وَالْمَلَائِكَةُ وَقُضِيَ الْأَمْرُ وَجَاءَ رَبُّكَ وَالْمَلَكُ صَفًّا صَفًّا نثبت المجيء بدون تشبيه ولا هذه الأمور. That's all they want. You know what Musa will remember? You know what sin Musa will remember? Moses will remember? Subhana Rabbi. The killing of the Egyptian. He will say, إِنِّي قَتَلْتُ نَفْسًا لَمْ أُمَرْ بِقَتْلِهَا. I can't. And look at the criteria here. Look at the criteria. For us, Musa is the Muslim. The Egyptian is a disbeliever, is a kafir. Musa is the Muslim. The Egyptian was the kafir at the time. The Egyptian was attacking another Muslim. Look at this. In a way, in self-defense. Three, Allah said to Musa, in this world, in the Quran, you're forgiven. I've forgiven you. Because right after the killing in Surah Al-Qasas, قَالَ رَبِّ إِنِّي ظَلَمْتُ نَفْسِي فَغْفِرْ لِي كَمِّلْ فَغَفَرَ لَهُ. He said, oh Allah, I wronged myself, I made a mistake, please forgive me. Allah said to him, revealed to him, you're forgiven. Yet, he remembered the sin. Just to show you, why, ya ikhwa, why? When you kill another person, you may make his family happy. You may make his family happy. You know, you may give them a ransom, give them some money, blood money they call it. But you're forgetting the person you killed. He's not paid back yet. He's gone from our world. He is gone. ولذلك العلماء يختلفون في توبة القاتل. ابن عباس رضي الله عنهما والحديث أخرجه الإمام النسائي في السنن الكبرى. Somebody came to him and he said to him, يا ابن عباس, does the one who kill has a chance to repent? أللقاتل توبة? Does he have a chance to repent? انظر. ثكلته أمه. May his mother lose him. Look at this scene. يأتي المقتول يوم القيامة. The Prophet ﷺ said, the one who was killed in this world will come in the day of judgment. يحمل رأسه بيديه. Carrying his head on his hand. تشخب أوداجه دما. The veins of his neck are pouring blood in the land of gathering. يجر قاتله. Dragging his killer with the other hand. And he will go and stand in front of Allah. يا رب سل هذا فيما قتلني. Ask him, why did he take my life? Why did he kill me? Why did he kill me? Imagine. ولذلك يا إخوة أسماء بنت أبي بكر رضي الله عنه When Al-Hajjaj ibn Yusuf al-Thaqafi killed her son, killed who? Abdullah ibn Zubayr ibn al-Awwam. شوف هذا الاسم. Abdullah ibn Zubayr, هذا أول مولود في الإسلام. The first newborn in Islam. Some of you may remember that when Asma used to go and bring the food to the Prophet and her father in the cave when they were migrating from Mecca to Medina. Asma was what? She was pregnant. That's Abdullah. When she migrated, she delivered. So Abdullah was the first new born in a Muslim entity. And who's the father? Az-Zubayr ibn al-Awwam. One of the people who gave him glad tidings of Jannah. وحنكه رسول الله. When Asma delivered, she brought him to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Prophet chewed some dates. تحنيك. وسمى. And Aisha did not have children. Aisha did not have children. Aisha is a sister of who? He used to call her Ya Umm Abdullah. Look at the status here. Al-Hajjaj ibn Yusuf al-Thaqafi, one of like these leaders, like we have in the Muslim world now. يعني very similar. Al-Hajjaj had. يعني but at least Al-Hajjaj would back off. He would back off sometimes. But he's one very similar to this Assad, to this Qazafi, to this Mubarak, to this Sisi, all of these guys who are killing Muslims. All of them like this. Hajjaj is, but he would back off. ولذلك الحافظ الذهبي has a very famous statement regarding Hajjaj. He said, له حسنات في محيطات سيئاته. He has some good deeds in the oceans of his sins. He would back off. So he killed Abdullah ibn Zubayr. He killed this. Al-Hajjaj is not a predecessor even. He's somebody who's thirsty for power. Asma was 100 years old. She was alive. She saw her own son hanging. So Asma used to be a very courageous woman, outspoken. So after Al-Hajjaj killed her son, he sent somebody to bring you. Go bring me Asma. He sent the messenger to bring Asma to him. He just wanna say, look, he killed your son. Huh? Asma refused to come to him. She said, I'm not going to him. Al-Hajjaj, as soon as the messenger told him, Asma, that doesn't want to come to you, Al-Hajjaj, bride. He took his shoes, and he went to her. And then when he entered, he looked at her and he said, أَرَأَيْتِ مَا فَعَلْتُ بِبْنِكِ. Have you seen what I done to your son? I killed him. He's hanging out there. Look what Asma. نعم رأيت. رأيتك أفسدت عليه دنيا وأفسد عليك آخرتك. Yeah, you messed up his life. I saw that you deprived him from the worldly life, from the 67 years. But he messed up your hereafter. You're going to have to answer on this in the Day of Judgment. Yeah, we say to that gang out there, the terrorist out there, yeah, you deprive these 50 Muslim brothers, you hurt all these families of this world. You deprive them. But you will answer in the Day of Judgment for this. I care less whether he shows in court, whether he has an appeal. There is a Day of Judgment for this. And we trust Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah will settle. وأول ديوان من دواوين المظالم يوم القيامة. ديوان الدماء. أول ديوان. Stealing, there is cheating, there is robbery, there is lying, injustice, that you commit injustice against, The first record is blood.
Blood. The first thing that opens. ولذلك النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول إيه في حديث عبد الله بن عمر في صحيح البخاري:
لا يزال المسلم في فسحة من دينه ما لم يصب دما حراما.
A Muslim's chances for salvation are high as long as he does not kill somebody. The moment that you kill somebody, then you're really left to Allah now. It's a tough. Regardless, by the way, we're talking about Muslims, non-Muslims. We're talking about anybody taking a soul of a human being.
Well, ya ikhwa, the West or the media doesn't realize how we look at these things.
Because sometimes when we say them, we don't explain them well, so they assume that killing is okay with us. You see, those 50 people for us are martyrs. This is a good death.
Imagine making wudu on the day of Jumu'ah, coming to the masjid to pray Jumu'ah.
But again, be careful. Don't speak to a non-Muslim in this language. Otherwise, we say, you guys are so what's the word? So suicidal. It's not coming out. I'm sorry. Suicidal. Here you go.
No, we're not. We just believe in the hereafter, man. We believe in the hereafter. And I'm sorry, I'm very random. I haven't prepared. I'm just very random today. When Umar
performed his final Hajj, Abdullah ibn Abbas is the one who narrates this.
Umar ibn Khattab. الأثر هذا في البخاري, out of this world. حججت مع أمير المؤمنين في آخر حجة حجها قبل أن يطعن في المحراب بشهرين.
Abdullah ibn Abbas saying that I performed Hajj with Umar ibn Khattab رضي الله عنه. Just 2 months, he was stabbed in the mihrab by Abu Lu'lu'.
He said, after Umar did the farewell tawaf, me and him left. After we cleared Mecca, he called upon me and he said, Ya ibn Abbas, i'tini bi wadu'.
Al-wadu' al-huwa al-mayya, mayyat al-wadu'.
Al-wadu' al-ma' ta' al-wadu'. Bring me water to make wudu. He made wudu. He prayed 2 rak'ahs. And then he got on the top of a hill. And he raised his hand up like this.
Of course, in the pulpit, we shouldn't be doing. But I'm just trying to show you what Umar did.
And he made this dua. And Ibn Abbas heard that dua. Umar said, Allahumma kabura sinni. Wallah, I'm getting old. وَضَعُفَتْ قُوَّتِي. And with that age, with aging, I'm getting weaker.
Umar used to be like the emperor of the Muslim world. Umar, by the way, on that list of 100 greatest people, number 51.
What is the name of it? Michael Wolf or something like that. And I don't have that strength I used to have. But at the same time, وَاتَّسَعَتْ رَعِيَّتِي. And my ra'iyya, my responsibilities are expanding. Imagine all of Persia, all of Iran was under the Muslim rule. Already the Roman Empire is collapsing at his time.
And you know what Umar used to do? At night he used to wake up
at night, go around. He wouldn't sleep. Not like these guys who lead now, who lead to be president, and they don't understand that they will be asked in the day of judgment. And you know what he said? لو عثرت دابة في العراق لسئل عنها عمر يوم القيامة.
If an animal, a cattle in Iraq, Umar was in Medina, in Saudi Arabia. If a cattle
doesn't have a paved way to
to walk on it, Umar will be asked about it in the Day of Judgment. For Umar is saying, I'm getting weak. I don't have that same strength. And he said, فَتَوَفَّنِي إِلَيْكَ غَيْرَ مُفَرِّطٍ. Ya Rab, if I'm going to waste my responsibilities, if I'm going to neglect my amanah because of my weakness, I want to die. And you could do that, by the way. اللهم اجعل الحياة زيادة لنا في كل خير. واجعل الموت, you leave it to Allah. If my strength is going to help me maintain my responsibilities, do it. But here's what got the attention of Abdullah ibn Abbas. وَتَوَفَّنِي شَهِيدًا فِي بَلَدِ نَبِيِّكَ. And I want to die as a shaheed in the town, as a martyr, in the town of your messenger. فَعَبْدُ اللَّهِ ibn Abbas said like this. How are you going to die as a martyr in Medina? Impossible. For you to die as a martyr, you need to be with the army out there, in the outskirts. 2 months later, who stabs him? Abu Lulu. He got his wish. Some of you may not understand. That's his wish. That's a Umari wish. He wanted to die as a shaheed in Medina. He got his wish. You don't understand. But look, ya ikhwa, just to show you, when Umar was stabbed, he called upon Abdullah ibn Abbas. He said, Ya ibn Abbas, انظر من قتلني. I've been fair to everybody, you know. Imagine the messenger of the Persian emperor came to see him and he found him sleeping. Imagine a president of an empire sleeping under a tree by himself, no bodyguards. No bodyguards. I said, what is this? You know, our Kisra out there, people run around him. Umar was amazed. Who would kill me from the Muslims? I've been fair to everybody. انظر من قتلني. Find out who killed me, please. Ibn Abbas said, and he came back, غلام المغيرة. المغيرة ibn Shu'bah is the one who brought him from Al-Kuf, from Iraq. Abu Lulu. He was not a Muslim. What was he doing in Medina? You see, Umar had a very good policy that, you know, our Muslim countries now, Saudi Arabia, Egypt, all these countries, they bring the youth of the Muslims to the West to learn. Huh? And they throw them, go learn medicine in the middle of this fitna. Yalla. Huh? Yalla. La Umar, no. Umar would not do that. If there is someone who is killed, Umar wouldn't bring him into Medina. If so, in the Kafir, he would bring him into Medina to teach the Muslims. Now, why would I expose the Muslim? You look, yeah, walk downtown Colorado, you see some Muslim ماشي كده ما فيش إسلام أصلا. الله المستعان. للفتن. من ترميته في الفتن. لا عمر لا. But look, here is what I'm looking for. Umar got his wish, but at the same time, he said what? He said that statement. Look at this. الحمد لله الذي لم يجعل ميتتي بيد رجل يدعي الإسلام. Alhamdulillah, I got my wish at the hand of someone who is not a Muslim. وفي لف سجد لله سجدة واحدة. He did not prostrate one time to Allah. Why, ya ikhwah? Why? شوف هذه الآية. Only verse in the Quran that has 5 punishments. In one verse, look. وَمَنْ يَقْتُلْ مُؤْمِنًا مُتَعَمِّدًا. Whoever kills a Muslim intentionally, you walk like a video game. Video game. And you go back and people laying on the ground. And you do this. Look, فَجَزَاؤُهُ جَهَنَّمُ. Hell is his abode. خَالِدًا فِيهَا. He will stay there for eternity. وغضب الله عليه. Allah is angry at him. ولعنه. Allah curses him. وأعد له عذابا عظيما. And he will have a painful punishment for doing this. Innocent people. I hope the West now know that we don't have weapons in our masajid. They are accusing, they say, these guys have weapons in them. No, we don't have weapons in our Messiah. We don't. We don't make bombs in our Messiah. We don't. We come to pray. We don't believe in this world too much. We believe in a hereafter. We know that we have to connect with our Lord. The jungle that you have out there, keep it. Keep it for you. We come to worship. We come to connect with our Lord. That's the masjid. That is the masjid. And you can't tell a Muslim, stay away from the mosque. You can. The mosque is my home. Is my home. Is my heart. My heart is here. You can't tell me, I will come to the mosque. Regardless. Regardless. And I will pray. And I will observe my religion. Regardless. You know the story of the people of the trench at the end. Huh? At the end. Imagine they are throwing Muslims into a fire. Just to abandon their religion. Listen. Don't tell me that shooting happened because we're immigrants. No. There are other immigrants out there. They're Mexican, a lot of immigrants. We're just one of a kind. No, you're Muslims, because you're Muslims, you're religious. Because you believe in something. Something that is peaceful. At the end of that story, by the way, you know, basically they're giving the people the choice. Come back from Islam, or you will be thrown in that fire. So everybody say, no, fire, man, throw me. At the end, a mother had her baby in the cradle. You know the hadith, right? So the mother looked at her baby and she became concerned that her baby is going to be thrown in fire too. So she started deliberating the idea of leaving Islam. And by the way, at the time, Allah given us a license, by the way, as Muslims, that you could actually say that I'm not a Muslim to save your life. By the way, the nations before us know. No. That is why the Prophet ﷺ said that the man would be sawed into two halves and he will not leave his deen. For the little child, the mother looked at the child and she's thinking about it. The little child spoke in the cradle and he said to her, Ya mother, Uthbuti, Uthbuti, fa'innaki ala al-haq. Be firm, you're in the truth. Let's go. Let's go. Shaheed, ya ikhwa, the martyr, is the only one who doesn't go through the grave. The martyr. But again, ya ikhwa, don't understand this in the spirit of killing yourself or killing other people. La. A martyr according to the religion, according to the credentials of a martyr. Imagine this. Close your eyes. Open your eyes. You're in Jannah. No grave. ولذلك في حديث عبد الله بن حرام, the father of Jabir, Jabir ibn Abdullah. Allah spoke to him. He said to him, Abdi, tamanna alay. Make a wish. You know what Abdullah ibn Haram wanted to do? Ya Rabbi, I want to go back and be killed again. And go back and be killed again. Go back because of that moment. But this is how we see this. Brothers and sisters in Islam, أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم. Allow me. الحمد لله رب العالمين له الحمد الحسن والثناء الجميل أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له يقول الحق وهو يهدي السبيل أشهد أن محمدا عبد الله ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. Allow me in 10 minutes, in 5 minutes, I'm sorry, but 5 normally goes to 10, I know that. Don't ever do like them. This is only one individual. We have a lot of good non-Muslims, Christian, Jews, Hindu, who are good to us. Don't do like them. Don't hold the whole community accountable for the behavior of one, because this is what they do to us. We shouldn't do the same. No, we shouldn't do the same. This is one. Brothers and sisters in Islam, Islam is always accused of killing. Especially they say infidels. I'm going to use the same word they use, infidels, non-Muslims. Yeah. There are four types of non-Muslims. Four types of non-Muslims. Number one, a Muslim with whom you have a covenant. A Muslim mu'ahad. You're giving him a covenant. Expect peace from me. Expect security from me. Expect no harm from me. And that can take, by the way, a traditional, like a visa, R1, H1, tourist visa, green card, citizenship, you name it. You're given a covenant. Now you cannot betray that. Look what the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says. والحديث أخرجه الإمام مسلم حديث عبد الله بن عمرو بن العاص رضي الله عنه من قتل معاهدا whoever kills someone that you given a covenant to, covenant of security, لا يرح رائحة الجنة, he will not smell the scent of جنة, وإن ريحها لا يوجد من مسيرة 40 سنة أو كذا وكذا كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. No جنة for him. You come to America, you sign the paper, green card, citizenship, America expects safety and security from you. So this is one. This is the first type of infidel. Non-Muslims, yeah. طيب. The second type, كافر مستأمن. A non-Muslim that you had a fight with, but you decided to establish a truce. You decided to establish a truce of peace. Meaning, you were fighting with him, but now you're in new term. في حديث أخرجه الإمام البخاري في التاريخ, one of the books, حديث عمرو بن الحمق الخزاعي رضي الله عنه, قال صلى الله عليه وسلم, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم says, من أمن رجلا على دمه. If you tell somebody that you're safe, you're secured from me, ثم قتل, then you kill him, فأنا بريء من القاتل ولو كان المقتول كافرا. I disown the killer, even if the one he killed was not a kafir, was not a Muslim, was infidel, was a kafir. This is what our revelation says. This is what our religion says. Three. So we said, mu'ahad, musta'man, the third type of infidel. I'm using the word. Kafir. Al-kafir al-dhimmi. A Christian or a Jew living as a minority in a broad, dominant Muslim country, like the Coptic who lives in Egypt. My neighbors used to be Coptic Christians in Egypt. Like, what is the deal with them? There is a tax they pay in lieu of receiving security, freedom of religion, and all of this. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, وحديث في سنن أبي داود, هذا عبد الله بن مسعود, من ظلم ذمي. If you wrong someone like those, أو حمله أكثر من طاقته, I will advocate on behalf of this non-Muslim against the Muslim in the Day of Judgment. So this is three. Number four. الكافر المقاتل. Someone who is fighting you. What are you going to do? He's fighting you. You tell me what are you going to do? This is what all the verses in the Quran and in the Sunnah talk about. Someone that you're engaging in a declared battle. declare war. All the verses are about that, how to fight. The etiquettes of fighting. What they call the Geneva Conventions. What they call one of these conditions in the Geneva Conventions. Huh? One of the things that the Prophet said, do not kill a monk in his sanctuary. Do not kill someone who went for Jumu'ah in New Zealand. In Christ's church, don't kill him. So somebody that you're fighting, you have a war, declared war. Yet you cannot kill someone who is praying in a sanctuary. You cannot kill a woman by herself. You cannot kill a child. You cannot kill an animal. You cannot take down a tree unless they use that tree to fight you. Rules of engagement in Islam. Islam teaches you even how to fight. Now, Islam is a religion that is all-inclusive. All-inclusive. So when you read these verses in the Quran about kill the infidels, we're talking about, like the Marine, like the Air Force, they go to these academies, what they teach them there. Love tactic, they teach them love tactic, they teach them kill tactic, how to kill. But how to kill, likewise. This is how we understand these verses in the Quran about killing, about in that context. This is what our religion says about Muslims and non-Muslims. فنسأل الله سبحانه وتعالى أن يغفر لنا ذنوبنا ويرحم موتانا وموتى المسلمين. اللهم ارحمهم رحمة واسعة. اللهم ارحمهم رحمة واسعة. اللهم توفهم من الشهداء يا رب العالمين. اللهم اكتب أخواننا من الشهداء يا رب العالمين. اللهم ذاوي مرضاهم وجرحاهم يا رب العالمين. اللهم ألهم أهليهم الصبر والسلوان على بلواهم يا رب العالمين. اللهم احفظنا بحفظك في هذه البلاد من كل سوء يا رب العالمين. اللهم وفقنا إلى ما تحب وترضى. اللهم وفقنا إلى ما تحب وترضى. وخذ بنواصينا إلى البر والتقوى. اللهم اجعلنا هداة مهديين. اللهم اجعلنا هداة مهديين. اللهم اهدنا واهدي بنا واجعلنا سببا لمن اهتدى يا رب العالمين. Brothers and sisters in Islam, I still invite you all to bring your Muslim neighbor to come tomorrow, inshallah, to that event. You know, they called me from the paper or whatever. Are you guys going to cancel that event? No, we're not canceling nothing. We're going to let people know what Islam is, the beauty of this religion. And that's what we're going to do, inshallah. So please make sure that tomorrow at 11 o'clock, you bring somebody to meet you here. I was teasing the sister in the office. I said, we should call the event Kill Your Muslim Neighbor. You know, the event is called Meet Your Muslim Neighbor. So if you don't, you know, bring somebody, please. Bring somebody. Bring somebody to the masjid tomorrow to learn about Islam. There will be international food, inshallah. Bring your neighbor, your co-worker. Inshallah, we're inviting the brother from Chicago, from Game Peace, and myself will be here. We're looking forward to this event, inshallah. And we're having the paper, inshallah, is going to let our word go out, inshallah. فنسأل الله سبحانه وتعالى أن يوفقنا رب العالمين. أقول قولي